Yeah, it's Eloise Mathis.
Could you tell me a bit about what it is you're doing and why you're doing it?
Yeah, so I'm running the London Marathon in April on Sunday the 23rd, and I'm doing it for Shooting Star Children's Hospice. And they are a children's hospice who support children with life-limiting conditions. And they also support their families, and they work across Surrey and West London. And they supported me and my family when our son was going through palliative care after he was born. Shortly after he was born, he died 8 days, and he died in the hospice in Hampton, which was a children's Shooting Star hospice, and they were just amazing. So I just wanted to do something back, give back to them, really, and help other families who may need this sort of care.
Could you tell us a bit more about the quality of the care and the aftercare that they gave you?
Yeah, so we were actually in hospital first with our son, which is a completely different environment. You know, there's lots of machines and beeping, and it's really, really busy. So when we went to the hospice, it was completely different. It was really light. It was airy. There was lots of colours everywhere. The furnishings were, like, really soft. We had a bedroom for our little boy, Sunny, where he stayed with me. And then they also offered accommodation for our other children and my husband. So they stayed upstairs so they could be there, pop down whenever, and sleep upstairs. So actually, our other children kind of felt like it was a bit of a, you know, adventure, because there was loads of play stuff there, and there was like a pool and the gardens, and it was really nice weather, so we could bring Sunny outside as well. So that was all wonderful, and they cooked for us and made us tea and anything we wanted. And then the nurses were just there to, you know, do as much or as little that was needed and offer us support and talk to us and be there when the end of his life came. They were there just, you know, just around making sure that we were okay and giving us everything that we needed. So it was amazing. Even the receptionists were so friendly. Everyone was just so lovely and warm-hearted and just really, really caring. I've never met people like it, to be honest. So they were just lovely. And then afterwards, they offered play therapy for the children, counselling for myself and my husband. And they also offer holistic therapies like massage or Indian head massage. They offer family memory days, which help you just to find that time to remember and dedicate that time to the memory of your child, you know, because life gets busy, doesn't it? And, yeah, they were just amazing. And they get, like, a little star for your child if you want one to hang on the tree there, which you can go in with any time, and the aftercare continues for 3 years after your child's died, but then they're always there. You can go and visit them whenever you feel you need to or want to. So yeah, amazing charity and just amazing people.
Could you tell us how much it is you're hoping to raise and what that money will be able to do?
Yes, I'm hoping to raise a minimum of £2,000. And the sorts of things the donations can be spent on is, for example, £10 would cover the cost of the storytime session in the special sensory room that they have. £20 would cover pay for a carer to spend an hour with a bereaved sibling or a sibling of a child with a life-limiting illness, which gives those parents time to themselves. Sometimes they need that. £70 can pay for a one-to-one drama therapy session, which is really helpful and supportive for siblings who have lost a brother or a sister. £120 would pay for an hour of support from a specialist nurse to look after the child who has the life-limiting illness or condition. £1,500 would pay for one night of emergency respite care. £250 would pay for a month's worth of creative supplies that would help children in sessions to explore thoughts and worries, and that includes the children who are unwell or siblings who may need it. So there's lots of things that help, lots of things that all the money raised helps with.
You're going to be doing something in a pub in March. Could you tell us a little more about that?
Yeah, so my local pub, The Swan, in Hampton Wick, the landlord, Rupert, very kindly agreed to help me do some fundraising. So on Saturday, the 11th of March, there's going to be a band night where a friend of mine, Sophie Pearson, and her friend Georgia will be singing and playing musical instruments as well. So that's just like a really good night to get together, and Rupert's agreed to give 10% of the profits towards the charity, which is great. And then the other fundraising thing we're doing at the pub is a pub quiz, which will be on Friday the 24th of March, and there'll be a raffle with prizes given from local businesses as well. And again, 10% of the profit will go to the charity, and any money raised on the raffle and the quiz will go to the charity as well. And also we're doing a bake sale at my son's nursery, Hampton with Infant School. We're doing a bake sale on the 27th of January to raise money as well, so that'd be really nice.